Now on Sydney Live 3 till 6, talking sport with the big man, Darryl Roman.
He wants to go. He'll still put an invoice in, but he doesn't want to be there.
Thanks to OnDeck. Turn no around with OnDeck, the small business loan specialist.
And coming to us live from somewhere in Queensland, the big man, Darryl Roman. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben. I'm at a hotel here in Brisbane, had a long lunch with the continuous call team, and we're ready to fire up for tomorrow's State of Origin.
I've just noticed an image that you've posted on social media of your man crush and fellow member of the continuous call team, David Thirsty Morrow. He's enjoying a glass of red wine at an establishment there in Brisbane somewhere. It looks like they fill the red wine almost to the top of the glass there in Brisbane.
Well, actually, I did that for him, Ben. It was just something I thought I should do and then take a photo of it. That's why they call him Thirsty. That was my initial reaction to that. We're having a couple of beers, Levy and myself, but Thirsty's having red wine. So he's a bit different, but he's a wonderful man. He's up here doing his research for tomorrow night's game, and he looks forward to it, as we all do. It's going to be a great game.
The Blues have held their final training session before Origin 1.
Yeah, they held it at the Gold Coast, which is a bit different. They normally hold it at Suncorp Stadium, but unfortunately, over the last few years, they've been heckled by the fans. There's actually a function, I think it's a Fogs function, they hold every year at Suncorp Stadium. And I think a few of the boys after lunch go out there and heckle them a little bit, and they're a bit upset with that. Plus, the fact on the big screen they've been, I think, showing Queensland tries over the last 10 years or so. So it's a little bit off-putting for them. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think it would worry them too much that they've decided to train at the Gold Coast instead. So that's fair enough.
We'll get your tip for the game tomorrow when we catch up with you. The NRL pay dispute could see a World Cup strike?
Well, it's possible. You just don't know what's going to happen there. You know, this could really fester and it could be a real problem for the NRL because the players seem to be very united in their stance on this. And I haven't heard a player take a different stance. And, you know, this has got Cameron Smith and all the people involved, the big names in rugby league, who are very solid on this. At the end of the day, the problem, I think, is the fact that the NRL at this stage haven't released what the salary cap is going to be for 2018. Now, look, I'm with the players a bit here because I think this is a situation where they should be doing it. It can't be that hard, can it? And the players, I think, are very upset by it. So, you know, at some stage, you've got to make some decisions. And it's only, well, you know, at the start of next year, we're into round 12. We've had round 12, you know, done and finished in the rugby league. Why haven't they worked out what the salary cap's going to be for next year? I find it amazing. We've got blokes signing here and there everywhere. Like every club has got someone changing clubs and whatever. Why don't we know what the salary cap is?
Well,
we've got
hundreds of millions of dollars involved when you add up all the cattle out there playing the game. Look, we'll leave it there for today. Just do me a favour, will you? And I know that you're a smart bloke and I know that you like to have a lot of fun, but you know where to draw the line as well. Just make sure there are no off-field incidents overnight. You've been to a long lunch. Levy's had a long lunch. Thirsty's had a long lunch. Big Man's had a long lunch. We just don't need to be reading about anything tomorrow, all right? So just look after each other tonight.
The good news is we're in Queensland. You won't be reading about it in New South Wales. Goodbye.
Goodbye. The big man, Darryl Roman, joining us. And tomorrow, we'll have a full State of Origin preview.